This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the place to be.
It is indeed. Beautiful day.
It's already getting cool in there.
I felt like today it was going to be a lot more packed because not that there wasn't a crowd yesterday, but Friday, people looking to play hooky.
Yeah.
People looking to get out. You can always tell on Friday, too, the traffic's a little bit lighter in the morning.
Yep. Lighter? I had more traffic today than yesterday.
Not coming from the north, Jennifer.
Well, coming from the south.
Yeah, that's true. You notice every day going to the station, even.
Like, yep.
It's lighter on the Fridays. A lot of people are like, I'll even work.
How was the traffic for you, Marcos?
You know, I did actually park in the worst garage possible.
Did you really?
I would think someone that lives
right across the street needs to park.
And usually comes here, he would know where
to get steps in.
Yesterday walked, and it was much easier than it was today. Because today, I was like, nah, you know, because I got a little cocky, if I'm being honest. I took a picture of my kitchen stove time at 9:45 and was going to send it in the chat. Like, oh, look at me. I get to leave it at whatever time I want. And then, like, 9:47 popped around. And then 9:52, and I'm just getting to the garage. And I was like, may actually be late. Luckily, Tobin is running low on sleep. I forgot Leroy had something preoccupying him. So my absence was less alarming than the fact that Leroy wasn't here. And I was able to sneak on in.
You didn't really sneak on
us. No.
We saw you very clearly walking through the double doors, and I was like, oh, look, it's Frog Boy. Doesn't he live across the street?
No. But then he said, where's Leroy?
I know. I completely forgot. But I am on no sleep. The last 48 hours have been very little sleep for me. But it's okay. It's been an exciting venture the last couple of days.
I'm
very excited.
You got a big weekend, dude.
I'm calling a fight on tomorrow. You guys can check it out. Dirty Boxing 1 is going on. It's going to be on YouTube, Twitch, X. I think it's streaming on all platforms. And it's going to be Yoel Romero, Andre Arlovsky, our boy Yuli Diaz is fighting Brian Maxwell. I'm not going to lie. Brian Maxwell yesterday in the fighter meetings?
Yeah.
He nearly made me cry.
What?
Yeah. It's his first fight since his mother passed away.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, man. And the funny thing is he said Chad Ochocinco might be at the fights because he's the guy. If you guys don't know Brian Maxwell, he's been a longtime bare-knuckle fighter. Done MMA, but he also is the guy who knocked down Chad Ochocinco on the Floyd Mayweather Logan Paul card.
Yeah,
and that.
Oh, he's the one that put his butt up in the air.
Right, and so I tell him, I said right off the bat, I said, you know, you make my co-host Leroy Horde happy every day because of that video of Chad Ochocinco getting nuts with his butt in the air. He was saying that, and he actually was wearing a nightcap hat because he's saying that him and Ocho talk a lot, and he's brought up on the podcast all the time, and that Ocho might even be at the fights. So,
oh, nice.
We'll see. And I also just saw John Jones bought a piece of the promotion, too. So,
wow.
Should be fun.
It's a good lineup. Based on what you were telling me, it seemed like a good lineup. Mike Perry's involved as well.
Yep.
So there's some reputable names behind it, and our boy Old Tobes.
I'm excited. I'm calling it with Jason Anik, who is a podcast co-host with Bilal Muhammad. He's the brother of John Anik. Twins,
sound just
alike as twins do.
All right,
I was like, whoa!
I didn't know they were twins. I knew they were brothers.
Twins, dude. Except Jason's got a little bit longer hair.
Heard.
He doesn't do the shave look like John does. But I'm very excited about it. I can't wait. It's going to be a fun time. Let's get to headlines. Did I do the headlines read?
Nope.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We got tournament action about to get underway here. The first game up on the slate today is a little 8-9 action. You got Baylor against Mississippi State.
Ooh.
Mississippi State is the 8. Baylor is the 9.
Yep.
Of course, we have Davion Mitchell, a former Baylor Bear.
For sure.
So I'm sure he's going to be posting up on that. Then at 12:40, we have Alabama against number 15, Robert Morris.
Oh, that one's easy.
What? Bob's?
No way Bob Morris is going to beat Alabama.
Hmm.
I'm going the blue blood on that.
I will take the over in that game. Alabama scores points and gives up points.
Ah.
The over-under in that one is 167.
Yeah.
Robert Morris is a plus 1,200 to pull off a 15-2 upset.
Yeah. Bobby's doesn't have it in him. I'm waiting on the next matchup.
Iowa State is then taking on Lipscomb.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Lipscomb, or is it Lipscomb?
It's Lipscomb. You already Lipscomb. That's how you say it.
That is going out at 1:30 today. That's on TNT for all the viewers out there who are looking for it.
Easy peasy. Iowa.
Lipscomb, the Lips, they are plus 750.
Look at that.
Maybe a 14.
I didn't like their name.
The Bisons are actually their actual name.
Oh, okay. I'm back in.
We talked about Colorado State and Memphis. That gets going at 2 o'clock. That's your 5-12. Memphis is the 5. Colorado State is the 12. That's a push. People are on to the 12-5. Now it feels like everybody's kind of in on this.
Yeah.
I did see, but Colorado is the slight favorite at 1.5.
Ooh.
On the point spread. So take that for what it is.
And the 12 favorite.
Yes, they do.
Wow.
Yep. They were, but Memphis only lost 5 games this year.
That's insane. Penny.
I think I'm going Penny.
Keith Leifer.
He can't go 12. See, here's the thing. We already have a 12-5.
Yes.
And everybody knows the 12-5.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you do with your brackets. Even in the 12-5 brackets, I picked Clemson. But I don't really care. I didn't put any money on my brackets.
Yeah.
So I just did it for pride.
All right.
So that's why I was like, all right, I'm going to take a 12-5. But this one, to me, says now that we already have our 12-5.
Yep.
It makes me lean Memphis Tigers.
Okay.
Go Tiger.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's not going to happen. You're saying Lightning's not going to strike twice.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Not in the 12-5. Maybe somebody else does. Maybe the Lips do.
I don't like it when you say that.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Why?
Already, if we're basing things off of random reasons why we're not going to pick them, I don't like the way you say that.
Yeah, same.
So I'm not picking them.
Okay.
Well.
Then at 315, 250, for all our Heat fans out there, Duke.
Oh, ho, ho!
Takes on Mount St. Mary's.
Oh,
he is playing. He is playing, and there's no limitations for him. There's no time.
Yeah, dude.
Let's go.
No time constrictions, nothing like that. Time restrictions or nothing like that.
There you go.
Just throwing that out there, aren't I?
So the Duke Blue Devils take on the Mount St. Mary's Mountaineers. Their mascot looks like he does shine or make shine. He does. Then you have St. Mary's.
Ah.
Not Mount St. Mary's. St. Mary's.
Correct.
Yep.
Taking on Vanderbilt at 3:15. So that is your early action coming up today.
All right.
Well, anything wet your whistle there? Anything tickle your fancy?
I'm going to go pick the favorites. Today will be a day of the favorites.
Didn't we make a bet? Did you finally make it?
Couldn't find the machine. Got lost in the popcorn.
Good to know.
I wish Leroy was here to hear that.
Good to know. Oh, yeah. Just so you can catch him?
Yeah.
He'll be back in action tonight. 8 o'clock is your tip-off tonight from Kaseya Center. The Rockets are 5.5-point favorites tonight. On the injury front, Amen Thompson is probable to go tonight for the Houston Rockets, so we could have some chicanery. Mm. Andrew Wiggins, that he just tweeted out, is also probable for tonight. He's missed the last few games with an ankle injury. So Wiggins will likely be back in the starting lineup for the Miami Heat, which I'd imagine means Jaime's going back to the bench.
Woo!
And then we'll see what ends up being the rotation out there. But I think Spo's like Davion Mitchell coming off of the bench. So I think he'll probably go intangibles backcourt, Wiggins with the two bigs. That's what I imagine he would go. We'll see, though.
Okay.
We'll see.
I'm okay with that lineup.
You excited?
You know, we've lost 9 in a row, but for some reason, feel like we're
still got that hope up.
We're gonna get number 10, maybe. Man. I'm putting it on my parlay, so I'm hoping.
All right, we'll take a break here on the show. Back with more after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. We're live from Buckets and Bets. Day two from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We want to thank them for having us out here today. All of this is presented by Hard Rock Bet. We have transformed this place to the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. There are massive screens going on right now to watch Baylor, Mississippi State. They're going to be even more massive when we got more games coming up here in just a mere matter of minutes. And you guys can sit back. You get your tickets in here, open bar, drinks with your crew. You got a great spread. What do you got there, Frog Boy?
I got everything.
Wings, a roast beef.
Yeah. I got some chicken.
No, this is not roast beef. I gave him the Italian sub. It's so good.
Okay. Like Italian sub, chicken wings, chicken tinga taco, nachos. We got it all. Oh, and don't forget the popcorn.
And, of course, the popcorn machine, which you've rated many times.
Yeah.
And coffee.
Wow.
All right.
Very important.
The action's just getting underway here, but you guys can come out here. We'll be here all weekend. We got Hockman and Crowder coming up after us today, although I think it's Solana and Danny filling in again.
Yes.
So you got them.
Sunday, Joe Rose is going to stop.
Yeah, Sunday, Joe Rose and Hollywood will be there.
Cool. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. And then, of course, Vlad will be out here tomorrow with Dan Day. What time are you guys on tomorrow, Vlad?
12 to 4:30.
Cool.
Yeah, 12 to 4:30, right before the Panthers-Capitals game.
You got and that's a big one tomorrow because we got to shut down Ovechkin's ass.
Yeah.
No.
So, no record on
that's going to be great. You can lay wager on the Cats game tomorrow and the NCAA second round games. Yeah,
dude, I'm telling you, you get here this kiosk and you start. They got the spreads up on the wall. It just feels like
it lures you, doesn't it? It's like a magnet. Just lures you.
It really does. It really does, Vlad. It's like action.
All of a sudden, expendable money starts to grow in my pocket. And
yep.
Yep. Yo.
Panthers, they win yesterday, 1-0 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. Let's get to some cat talk here. Brought to us by Hollywood Kia and Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. If you missed it last night, here was Doug Plagans on the call. Overtime winner from the captain, Alexander Barkov.
Barkov into the right circle, looks around. Jones fakes the shot, gives to Barkov. Barkov to the high, slide a shot, and he scores! There's the overtime winner! Alexander Barkov, 30 seconds into overtime. A power play goal for the game winner. The Panthers strike first. It took over 60 minutes of hockey. The Panthers get it done. A huge win here in Columbus tonight. 1-0 the final in overtime.
What a bounce back by the Cats. A real filthy win, shutout. Sergei Bobrovsky, 25 saves in the shutout to get the win for the Florida Panthers. We love Bob. Happy for my guy. Getting himself a win against his former club. The Panthers tweeted this out. Panthers PR. Sergei Bobrovsky registered his third consecutive shutout against the Columbus Blue Jackets, dating back to April 11th, 2024, becoming the first goaltender in club history to record three consecutive shutouts against a single franchise. And yes, it happens to be his former franchise.
So how many shutouts this season? Five?
Five shutouts in total. He had six last year, Vlad. His career high is nine, his Vezina season when he was with the Columbus Blue Jackets.
I could see him getting four more. For
really?
The end of the year.
How many games are there?
It's like 16, maybe.
Yeah. And he's,
wow. That'd be amazing.
There are a lot of back-to-backs coming up. That would be amazing. But, when the Panthers are at their best, there's not going to be many chances for you.
Yeah.
Now, we heard Bob last night. He was excited because he's like, I got a lot of action last night. A lot of these games Bob's been in there, it's like 14 shots, 13 shots. It's like, he wants to get out there, and he goes, I like to be in my flow. I like flow. I like action.
It's a new focus.
It is.
This one was a good game. I had lots of action around my net. I was in the flow. I was in the game. So, and it was a fun game to play, definitely.
I love him.
I just took four shots right now.
Yep. Opponent.
Flow.
Bobby!
Love that guy.
Love him.
Ready to do that again this year.
Oh, with Lightning.
Yeah.
Not the Tampa Bay Lightning. The with Lightning, Sergei Bobrovsky, Alexander Barkov, getting the cup. Oh, hoisting it once again. Yeah. That is going to be...
Mwah. Goosies?
Goosies on top of Goosies, J-Fig. Goosies.
Goosies galore.
On top of Goosies. On top of Goosies. On top of some more Goosies, just like today has been.
Goosies.
Right now in the early goings, we got Baylor and Mississippi State tied at 10 apiece with 5 minutes just going off in this game right now before the other action gets going. So we'll keep an eye on all that for you. Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight, taking on the Houston Rockets, of course, in a big-time funk right now. Losers of 9 in a row, the longest of Eric Spoelstra's career. Though, Spo did have a good moment yesterday. Did you see what he did?
No, I didn't see that.
He threw out the first pitch.
Was it a strike?
Whoa. I didn't see the video of it. I only saw pictures, Vlad, so I am unsure if it was a strike.
It wasn't a 50-cent type of
what game?
Pitch,
what game
was it?
It was Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, Florida Miami. State. Florida State, Miami.
Florida State.
Ooh, all right.
I saw that he went to the Mark Light Shake Shack yesterday.
Did he have a Joe Zagacki?
Did he get on with him?
No, did he get a Joe
Oh, I don't know.
Zagacki has his own milkshake there.
Hold on, I'm looking at the video right now.
This is a pretty good flavor.
I heard it's pretty good.
There's some other ones. I was showing Jay Fake.
Sparkles was going through the whole list of...
I got to tell you, I'm seeing Spo's first pitch just now from Adam Lichtenstein from the Sun Sentinel.
Yeah.
Not good, huh?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, you guys seen it?
Yeah,
I'm going to get the video right now.
Ooh.
So we get a little high and tight.
Yeah, that's how he's feeling right now.
You're saying he's going to get a review?
I think he held on to that ball a little too hard.
Chisholm's definitely going to call for a review.
Yeah, well, he probably was ducking out of the batter's box for that one.
Gosh.
Or maybe he was trying to hit Terry Rozier. He was picturing Terry Rozier.
This is a video right here from the Sun Sentinel. You guys can get a little looky-loo at Eric Spoelstra on the mound. Mind you, this is a man under a lot of pressure right now.
Oh, my God. That's a 50. That's as bad as 50.
It's not as bad as 50. Like he got to,
hold on.
He got to the batter's
hold
box.
On here.
Popped out.
Wow.
50 Cent was like,
whew. Let me see. Maybe it's the wind.
What wind? Oh,
he held on to it too long. He held on to it too long.
That was like a Tim Wakefield knuckleball that just didn't knuckle.
It took off on him. It took off on him, you know. But
sorry, it's
not a lollipop throw. At least he didn't like, you know. He just held on to the ball too long and followed through a little bit too much. I'm telling you, man, he's wound a little tight right now.
There you go. Oh, okay.
See, he like his form. He let go of the ball too late.
Yeah.
You know, a classic AJ Burnett.
Is that one of the moves he was?
I hope this is not an indicator of how the shots are going to be tonight for the Heat.
Wouldn't be surprised, dude.
If they're just, you know, wide and miss and just...
Wound up tight, man. They are wound up tight.
How could you not be? Like, especially, you're literally in a position as a coach you've never been in before, you know? You've never been in a situation like this where you've lost this many games. He's been in some... Dude, Eric Spoelstra has had to deal with a team that started off, you know, 11-30 to flip a season around. Everybody thought, was that going to be that they were going to tank? And he somehow turns Deion Waiters and Goran Dragic and James Johnson and Hassan Whiteside, and they get the season turned around. They were a shot away from making the playoffs. You know, and this team, you would think, has more talent than that. You know, by the names you've seen, by the resumes of Bam and Tyler, and they just they fall apart. They fall apart in every fourth quarter. And he is just, I think he's a little miffed right now. I don't think he has answers. And he's kind of admitted it. He goes, I don't know what the right moves are. Who knows what the right moves are? So I don't know how they get this turned around, quite frankly. I really don't. But this is a this is as Jaime Hawk has eloquently put it, these are the dark, dark days right now. That's where we're at. That's what we're dealing with. And, you know, that's why we got to scout these college games.
Oh, God. That's why I'm watching these games much, much closer.
With a much keener eye with all of this stuff.
Whew. Also, it's good to see former Canes. I believe there was a former Cane. I can't tell. I couldn't. I just heard him talk about it. Mm. And it made me think, just 2 years ago, the Final Four.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll take a break here on the show. Back with more for this. I say I'm too late. Buddy, Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560. WQAM. We're here live from Buckets and Bets. What a Friday it is, everybody. People getting fat and sassy inside. We got some gambling action going on. I mean,
are you fat shaming?
I'm allowed to.
I didn't make any bets. For real?
I don't like how you said that.
Yeah, why?
As I just finished my sandwich, I didn't like how you emphasized.
I mean, listen.
He also said it while looking at you.
I didn't like that.
One,
he kind of was looking my way.
I didn't make a covenant with God. That wasn't me. This wasn't a show Lent. It was one person who is en route. He'll be here any minute, by the way.
What's the point?
Because he wants to be here to eat, drink.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's why.
So, yeah, okay.
That's why. By the way, Robbie's going to hop on next hour as well.
Aww.
We're going to Robbie the Degenerate. We're going to get his thoughts on all things March Madness and really his adventure down to Key West because he walked from Miami to Key West to raise money for Alzheimer's. I think Robbie raised like $15,000.
Nice. Amazing. Congratulations.
Congratulations to Robbie.
Remember, he was attempting to get how many subscribers was it? He needed like, what, like 60?
50.
50? He's up to like 300.
Good for him, man. That's awesome.
For good cause.
Very proud of him. Very proud of Robbie and all the work that he did. So we'll talk to Robbie coming up next hour as well as we get into this. Hey, do you want to do the windowplex? Because, you know, just to make sure we just get it in for DeBesman and Dover.
I won't be as good as Leroy, but, yeah, I got to try. I got to give it a shot.
Weather brought to you by the DeBesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
DeBesman and Dover. We're outside. Oh, okay. He's yelling.
Yell it loud.
Right now, sunny, 81 degrees, no wind, 5 miles per hour.
Wow. Is that close, Vlad?
Are you done?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's go. Well, all right, he's definitely wrong because it's cooler. It's right now in Miami, 71. So I would say it's probably
71 degrees outside. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
What?
Really?
Yes.
Look! That's the thing that.
And the wind is blowing 10 miles per hour.
What are you doing?
Is that a? Is it?
That's what crossed me when I went over there.
Oh yeah, that's a skink.
A what?
That's a skink.
You can't say
that. That is ugly.
It's not here.
It's a skink. That's kind of.
Why does it move like that?
Why does it move like that?
She wants to kill it.
I don't know evolution.
It looks smiley.
He's very confused right now. He's trying to dig through the turf because he thinks it's actual grass.
A skink? Aw,
poor thing.
You want to catch him?
No.
Why not?
Because you're going to bring it over here.
That's true.
And I will cuss.
I would do that.
Skink.
I would do that.
Oh, man, that is a thing. I doubted you.
Ugh.
You know critters, though. You know critters.
I do. All right, we got the second game about to start right now. Alabama's up early 2-0 on Robert Morris. The Bobs, they are going to try and get this one done. They are big-time underdogs. So if you try to get that one in, too late. But Mississippi State, they're up early on Baylor right now, the Bulldogs and the Bears. And Mississippi State is up 19-18 with 9-plus minutes left there in the first half. As day two of March Madness is underway, all of the exciting elements to today.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What is Robbie raising money for, you said?
It's for the South Florida Charter School for Autism, I believe.
Okay, yes. Because apparently you've said Alzheimer's twice.
Did I?
Yeah, you've done. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I apologize.
I keep getting messages, and I'm like, I don't hear when he says it.
No, he has.
I've done that? I apologize. No, for autism.
Did you see who's there?
Did you just see him.
He's not.
Oh! You know, there he is, ladies and gentlemen.
The Hobnobber himself.
I have something to say to you.
The Hobnobber himself.
Looky-loo. He is, what is that? Is that a Bryson DeChambeau hat?
Wow.
Okay, get settled in as Leroy has arrived from his golf tournament here today, raising money for charity. Put a headset on, dude, if you're going to talk.
I could pork you.
I see somebody has a plate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, Jay Fink has a play, too.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see.
That's true.
Oh!
No. How can I put this?
Huh. Yeah.
Empty plate.
That's your second sandwich.
So why are you
why are you bringing that up?
Yeah, what do you mean? Just
you're fat shaming out of the golf course or you know whatever.
No, jeez. I'm being absurd. Who? Let me tell you something. On a Friday during Lent, it was hard. Who at the golf course?
Hey, it's a diet. Hey, you know what?
There was a lot of people who
Leroy. I understand, and this is what I'm gonna do for you. This is what I'm gonna do for you, Leroy.
What you gonna do?
I think for Lent. Because I'm also practicing Lent.
Okay.
For something.
What'd you give up?
I'm not saying.
Ooh, I know it'd be a real test.
Yeah, it's a test, boy. It's a test.
Oh, it's a test.
I think you need a cheat day. I think every on a Lent you should get a cheat day. It's like a diet. It's like a diet.
Don't stop
no, wait a minute.
Straight.
When people are on a diet, right, they go 3 weeks, 21 day, they get a cheat day. I think you deserve a cheat day.
I'm gonna cut this off at the pass. There are no cheat days in Lent.
No cheat days in Lent.
Thank you.
And also, not only no cheat days in Lent, but you got a whole month left to go because Easter's not till the 20th, dude.
I'm good.
Woo.
I'm good.
I got to be honest with you, dude. You came in pretty locked and loaded to take down Frog Boy.
No, I didn't. I just meant like some. You guys seem to have been eating. I didn't mean that had nothing to do with his size.
I don't believe it.
There goes. There goes again.
Wait, why are you guys trying to make me?
Can't enjoy. Can't enjoy.
Yeah. Why are you making like you're making my situation seem as if though I am fat shaming somebody when I'm really not.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. Huh.
Likely story.
Take it easy.
What do you mean, take it easy?
Like it easy. Take it easy. We know what you're up to.
I'm not up to anything. Mm-hmm. There's no trickery, no nothing.
All right.
Okay.
If you say so.
Wow. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Leroy. How you doing?
Did you win?
Yeah, did your parlay win? How'd you do?
I lost the first one.
Did you really?
Auburn.
Oh. Auburn lost?
No, they didn't. You took the points or you just took
the
win?
Points.
Oh, you didn't do straight ups. You didn't do straight ups?
No.
Did you do
remember, ups? I did straight ups and they told me for $20 you win 28.
Ah. How many did you take?
Huh?
How many did you take?
10.
But here's the thing, though. He took all the favorites. He took all the big favorites.
They got to mix in some fun, baby. No.
All right. Well,
one of them.
Yes, I did.
Really?
Well, yes, I did.
You didn't get the text that I sent you?
No, I saw the text.
Not only did I win, sir, not only did I win, but I won. With
don't you dare say.
No.
I saw the text.
No.
If you say, hey, I'm going to tell you, Vlad, if he says what he's getting ready to say, it's go time on Friday during Lent.
It can be go time all you want, but the facts are the facts. I won with my spring training earnings.
He did.
You didn't earn anything.
I pushed.
You pushed. You
I rolled
just
it
didn't
over.
Lose.
Rolled it over. And I would have never rolled it over.
No, you would have just bet another $20.
No, I wouldn't have bet another $20.
Goodness.
I never would have even.
Wait.
It would have been down.
Wait. Would he have bet another $20? Or the only reason why he made the bet was because he had a push?
Exactly.
I think it was easier, but he would have pulled out another
$20. I definitely would have pulled out another $20.
This place will make you.
Like, you would talk about me.
Nope.
That might
Here's
be.
Here's what happened. You stick in the 20.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
On my way, I was walking in here.
Huh?
All the places that were empty with no treats or nothing in the windows are open now.
What do you mean?
Like the coffee place.
Oh, it's open now?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like Vegas, like on the weekends they open.
I don't know, but it was like crazy.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
What?
I wouldn't have done that. What happened is I put my 20 in the kiosk when I snuck away on Thursday or on Tuesday to bet my spring training.
Sneaky. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I pushed. I was back here on Thursday. And so I go, and it's like, hey, you pushed. The money's still here. Do you want it? What do you want to do with it? And I was like, a little action, baby.
Okay.
It was right there. So if I never would have bet spring training, I would have never won this money yesterday.
And Leroy, you got to give him his props. His reality show theory actually worked in his
TV show.
It did.
Yeah, it did.
Let's not forget, you picked vaunted VCU.
Well, here's the other funny part about this. He picked a school. He didn't even know where it was.
That's right. And by the way, they're everybody's darling right now. Everybody loves McNeese State.
All right.
Because they're equipment manager.
Except for Frog Boy.
Yeah, except Frog Boy. He hates their equipment manager.
Leroy, he'll take my side on this for sure. Can you imagine that you're putting your blood, sweat, and tears into becoming an athlete, and the equipment manager walks out with the speaker and gets three NIL deals?
What about the school with the nun?
That's what I'm saying.
We talked about
that. But the nun's not getting NIL deals. This kid is.
Hey, I think it would be kind of illegal for her to get an NIL.
She's getting her name, image, and likeness.
She's got the Dabo Sweeney.
She got the Dabo Sweeney.
The Dabo Sweeney. We invented name, image, and likeness. In fact, our program was built on name, image, and likeness with the big fella upstairs.
Jeez.
Yeah, this kid right here, he has become all the rage.
Really?
Amir Khan. Everybody's talking about him.
I'm not going to lie. He looks like him.
Any relation to Shaka?
No. Come on, please. You know what he looks like, right?
Who?
He looks like if Robbie and Marcos merged.
Goodness, I cannot. Yes.
He looked like
hairless frog boy.
No, I have seen Robbie. Robbie's lost weight. That's Robbie right there, and that's your face.
So is Robbie there?
No.
He's going to join us next hour. We're going to talk to him. He made it. He made it.
I mean, is he going to have all kind of IVs in him and stuff?
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out.
Right. Oh, last I checked, it was Brewski.
So guess who was in my group today?
Who?
Raymond Harris.
Okay.
Antonio Tarver.
Really?
Oh, the boxer?
Yeah. Yeah.
How is he?
He's hard.
You still talking crap about Roy Jones?
Can I tell you this? He's my friend. You know, he's my friend. He'll call me on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We will have a show and bring him on Friday. And he'll call me on Monday and say, when am I coming on your show?
We haven't had him on in a while. He curses a lot.
A lot.
He was a professional boxer.
Yeah, but here's the kicker. All that I can push aside because he's my friend. He is the slowest golfer in the world.
Is he a lefty?
Yes. Wow. And we all stand there. Like, he gets over his ball, and he takes a swing, but it's a practice swing. But it looks like you're, stopping because it looks like he's getting ready to hit his ball. Then he does that. And it just, oh.
When you miss a putt, does it say, got any excuses, Leroy?
All you got to do is bring up Glenn Johnson.
Oh, no. Man.
See, I don't do that. Here's why I can't bring it up. Because I ain't a boxer, and he is. And if it got to that point, I probably.
You got
to
watch that left.
Yeah.
You got to watch
that
left.
You see what I'm saying?
Come on, y'all both athletes. He probably seen a picture of you getting, drilled by a middle linebacker and a
run. Yeah, but he ain't. But if we get into an altercation, it's going to be boxing. It ain't going to be football.
You see, you have to make it football.
Yeah. Bum rush him.
Yeah. So did you win?
No, I was leaving at 12 regardless.
Oh, okay.
So I got through 13 holes. Because, first of all, let me explain something.
It's like a very long
He's exhaling. Woof.
KB is my guy. Yep. You know we go thick as thieves. He sends, before this event, from December to yesterday, no less than 200 emails explaining what we're doing, how we're doing it, groups, rules, whatever. Then we get there. He basically goes through all the rules again. So I yell, KB, you send all the emails. Then somebody asks a question, what tees are we playing? I sent them out on email. I'm like, I say, I'm leaving at 12. We didn't tee off until 8:20.
Wow.
We were supposed to tee off at 8 because he talked for 25 minutes.
Sometimes people don't read emails.
Huh?
People don't read emails.
I guess.
But I seeing everybody, I've seen them every year for 15 years. That's cool. They're from all over, from Texas, Michigan, Maryland, right? Mm-mm-mm. You got to do this. No. Where's that from?
White chicks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So,
they saw us having a good time and they took it off.
Yeah, what the hell happened?
Oh, you can't remember. I mean,
is that a commercial?
You can't be playing that song.
Yeah, I think it's a commercial.
Yeah, we got game.
Okay, I got you.
We got game.
Fine.
Oh, look,
you know
fun guy.
I didn't notice they have Super Bowl-esque commercials for this event. I saw Peyton Manning a commercial.
It's big. Wait till the Final Four.
Alabama right now is up on Robert Morris 14-10.
Let me ruin that.
Baylor was up as well last week.
Let's ruin Leroy's day.
What happened? You can't ruin my day, buddy.
Reports. Adam Schefter is reporting that Aaron Rodgers visiting the Steelers training facility today. and meeting with their coaching staff.
That's fine.
No deal at this time is close, per source.
Listen, you don't need me to tell you what you already know.
I'm not talking to you.
That guy leaves debris wherever he goes. I'm not making that up. That's not an Aaron Rodgers hater. I'm just looking at all the stuff that has happened. Am I wrong? So if I make the assumption that there ain't a cool coach, there ain't nobody in the world that's going to stop Aaron Rodgers from being Aaron Rodgers and be a team player.
I think Omar Epps could do that.
Huh?
Omar Epps could do that.
Omar Epps.
We'll take a break here on the show. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino for Buckets and Bets presented by Hard Rock Bet as the ballroom has been transformed into this unbelievable college basketball viewing
experience. This is taking up, by the way. A lot of people are showing up.
This has been normally I undersell everything, especially when sometimes our company is involved because we don't really know the particulers before we get there.
Just compliment.
This is amazing.
There you go.
I'm giving them credit. They did a hell of a job. We're in a part of the casino we've never seen,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's awesome.
It
get
is
your butts
awesome
out here. I might hang out for a minute. You going
to
have tonight?
You have to. No, I got Wayne's tonight.
Leroy, you have to accompany me. You have to chaperone me to blackjack because I'm not a real adult, so I don't know how to do that.
You don't know how to play blackjack?
I mean, I get the concept.
Oh my God, no!
You gotta take
Leroy doesn't want to walk around with a pet.
No,
it's more of an escort. Well, different kind of escort.
This event also sponsored.
What kind of pet would it be? A Rottweiler?
The event's also sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. Take a break. Back after this.
WQAM broadcasting live from the Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Shop exceptional Cadillac offers now at the 3-time Cadillac Dealer of the Year, Ed Moore Sawgrass Cadillac. Visit EdmoreSawgrassCadillac.com. You're always backed by Morse.
Text WQAM on the Kendall Toyota text line. At-